And we're joined on the phone this morning for a community conversation by our friend Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Oh, doing good. Getting in the hang of working from home and getting a lot done for the Volunteer Center.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that, well, we'll get to it later on. Where do you want to, start with just a couple of change items, I guess? Yeah, some updates.
Yeah. So Champions of Change, we are keeping nominations open for a bit longer this year. Many people have asked us for an extension, and we understand that everybody's getting into their new groove. They had a lot of things that had to be done right about the time of our deadline. So we're keeping those nominations open for a little while longer. And I'm telling you what, this year we see more than ever the helpers that need to be uplifted and celebrated. So Champions of Change is going to be more important and more meaningful than ever for us. So we are still going to make Champions of Change happen, and just know that we're putting an extension on the nomination process.
All right.
So another fun thing that we do in the hub is the Strum-In, which is normally the second Monday of each month. And our friend Sherry comes in, and she's our ukulele leader, and she leads us in about 2 hours of songs in the hub. So Sherry has been making videos for us so that you can strum at home, and we include the music. Those go live on Sundays at 10 a.m., but they're up on our Facebook page, so you can always look back at the last 2 weeks of the songs that she has put up for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really fun. They are sure to put a smile on your face, that's for sure. Another thing, speaking of social media, there is a group called the Happy Heart Hunt. Encouraging people to put messages of love and support on their windows using hearts. And the Hub has gotten involved with that. So make sure if you are out, you know, picking up groceries or maybe picking up a meal from a restaurant, head by the Hub and see our front windows. We're sending out messages of love to our customers because we really miss you guys and our volunteers as well. We miss seeing all your smiles.
Go ahead.
We've also decided to dedicate our Hub tip jar. We've created a virtual tip jar, and that is going out to critical community partners. So we're pooling all the money together that we gather through that virtual Hub tip jar and using it to help things like food security, personal protection equipment, and other critical needs in our community. So you can donate to that virtual tip jar using the link on our website, which is socialgoodbrews.org.
All right. Sounds good. So spring is apparently here.
Well, today it feels a little chilly, but boy, last weekend was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah. And up to almost 80 the other day. Man, we had a little tease there.
Right. And we know that with all that weather, people are really excited to maybe get a change of what they're looking at. So today I wanted to highlight some of the trails and outdoor spaces that we have in Washington County.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, we know that outdoor spaces are really critical to mental and physical health. But while you're out there enjoying them, I just have a few little quick reminders. If you're going to use tables or touching any other things outside, make sure you wipe them down, the surfaces that you might be touching. If you come close to a group of people, make sure you give them room to pass. You know, we've all heard the 6 feet for social distancing. Bring along and maybe hand sanitizer, avoid touching your face. We've heard those things. And when you return home, make sure that you really wash your hands thoroughly. So both are the things that are going to keep you safe when you're outside. Let's get to some great hiking trails in Washington County.
There are a lot.
There are. I think you're going to be surprised. I kind of have them in alphabetical order, but we'll start with the Cedar Lakes Conservation Foundation. Some of these are kind of little known gems, and you may not see as many people out on them because people just frankly don't know about these trails. So the Cedar Lake Conservation Foundation has land that is permanently protected from development and used for hiking and recreational access. The trail maps for public use can be found at conservecedarlakes.org. These are all self-guided hikes, and you're going to discover these trails running through the Cedar Lake's watershed, and some of them even connect with the Ice Age Trail.
Okay.
I've heard that there's one out on Sleeping Dragon that is really beautiful. I haven't seen it yet, but I plan to.
Because you are a big hiker. Your family's big hikers.
Well, we like to get out. With one of these on the list, we may have gone out last weekend and really enjoyed it. I'll tell you when we get there.
Okay.
The Washington Ozaukee County chapters of the Ice Age Trail Alliance, that group is responsible for preserving and protecting 45 miles of the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. It runs throughout Washington County, starting in New Fane near Fond du Lac, and then runs down to Monches near the Waukesha County border. They have regular meetings, they do trail improvement, and it's a fun group to be a part of. If you're looking for their trail information, there's a map at iceagetrail.org.
All right.
Lac La Ronge Conservancy, now that's where my family headed out this weekend. It's a nonprofit conservation organization that's dedicated to protecting and preserving our natural areas. Oh, I'm sorry. I moved forward too far. My mouse got weird. Let me get back to Lac La Ronge. I'm sorry about that. Lac La Ronge is 145 acres right here in West Bend, and it's got many trails through the beautiful cut of moraine. You're going to be hiking up hills and down hills and near lakes and along the side of a river. It's really beautiful. And there's a lot of hiking trails there. Their map is at laclaron.org. Then you're going to want to go to What's Here Trails. So it's kind of a drop down where you click on What's Here, and then you'll find trails under that drop down.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now let's get to what I was talking about, the Ozaukee Washington County Land Trust. And they're another organization that really protects and preserves natural areas in Wisconsin, specifically Ozaukee and Washington County. They currently have over 6,000 acres of open spaces that include forests and wetlands and wildlife habitats. It's really kind of a cool thing. There's a lot of different little pockets. The best way to find maps and which parts are open to the public is to go to owlp.org. There, you're going to click on Preserves at the top of the site, and then look for Visit Our Preserves page. And there, you're going to find all kinds of information about the location and maps. I think you're really going to be surprised how many trails are really close to you when you look at that map.
Okay.
So next on our list is River Edge Nature Center. That's one a lot of people have heard about. They just had their virtual maple sugaring event. Usually you get to go out at their facility and take part in that. But they have over 379 acres of land and 10 miles of trails there. So you're sure to see something different every time you go out there. Their trails are open from dawn to dusk. You're going to find their map by going to riveredgenaturecenter.org. You go under Visit, at the top of the page, Visit, and then scroll down to the bottom of that page. That's where you're going to find their map.
Oh, okay.
Now, at River Edge, there are some fees to use the trails. It's either a $15 per family, so for each event that you go out to hike. You can pay online, you can use cash at their kiosk, or they have a QR code there that you can use with a smartphone and pay online.
Oh, okay.
Now, a few things about that. You can also get a year membership, which gives you discounts to all their other activities throughout the year, and if you have a fourth grader in your family, membership is free for your family the year that they're in fourth grade.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so Washington County Parks and Trails, they have over 1,200 acres of public land. You can purchase a pass for the year, so 2020 annual pass, and that gets you into all the parks of Washington County for the season. And that's a $30 fee for the season. You'll find their trails at washcoparks.com. And the easiest way to find the information I found is to click on the park passes. And I kind of had to check this one out a little bit. But if you click on park passes at the top of the website, then you decide if you're interested in a day or a full pass. You click on that and then hit full details. And that will give you another little button that says more information. And that's where you find their maps.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so part of Washington County is the Eisenbahn State Trail. And by that, what I mean is that it is taken care of. Our section of the Eisenbahn Trail is taken care of by the Washington County. But that is a free state trail, and it runs through West Bend, and it's really easy to pick up. It's actually right near the hub.
Right, right.
Okay, last, but of course not least, is West Bend Friends of Park and Recreation. So they're a group that gets together and runs community events like Enchantment in the Park and German Night. And the purpose of those events is to raise money to keep our parks in the great, amazing shape that they are in. The fastest way I've found to locate their trail maps for the city is to visit the city's website, ci.west-bend.wi.us. And you do a search for trails. That was the fastest, easiest way to find their maps. That came right up then.
All right.
So I just wanted to point out that I went through a lot of websites and information. And when I post the link from today's chat, I'll include those in our Facebook link that I post.
Sounds good. Having a community conversation this morning with Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. And I would imagine that that your team has been busy.
We have really been busy. We've actually been reaching out to all of our nonprofits that we work with. And we work with over 50 nonprofits. And we're looking for ways that we can help them fulfill their urgent needs. Some people need masks. Some people need more volunteers. For instance, we had a call for volunteer drivers from the ADRC Meals on Wheels program, and we were able to help them fill that need within 24 hours. Part of the way that we're doing that is social media. So our Facebook page is active with immediate needs. We'll post those. But the other way to see what is in need and find resources is a page we developed on the Volunteer Center's website called the COVID-19 Community Response Page. And that is helping people find where food pantries are near them. It's helping them know what needs to be donated. And it's a one-stop shop. We've really made sure that the information that you're getting there is vetted. It's what the hospitals are asking for masks. It's what our partner agencies really need. So, and it's ever-changing, that page. It's being updated when we see new needs.
And you get there through the Volunteer Center of Washington County webpage, which is?
volunteernow.net.
All right. Sounds good. As we get close to wrapping up here, do you have some needs of the week this week? I'm guessing, because people need to realize that there are still volunteer opportunities and volunteer needs out there, even though we may not be doing quite the same thing we were before.
Right. The needs look a little different than they did, but I do have two that I want to highlight. And one of them is, I know many people are making masks to share with the hospitals and whatnot. We actually got a call from Cedar Community, and they are in need as well. And it's maybe a group of people that we didn't think about at first of that need, but there are many caregivers there every day working with the residents at Cedar Community, so they need some of those masks as well. That said, we probably should check with other assisted living communities as well and see what their need is.
Right.
My last need of the week is for Ruby's Pantry. Ruby's Pantry does a food distribution once a month. And they've had to change the way they distribute their food. They used to have people bring in their laundry baskets, and they would fill those. About 2 laundry baskets full for each distribution. They need boxes, new boxes, because they want to keep their volunteers safe and they want to keep the recipients safe.
Ah, okay.
So if you know somebody maybe that works at Amazon or U-Haul, there are places that make boxes. If you have a way to connect us with them, we would really appreciate that. And you can just call us at the Volunteer Center, and we'll make that connection happen.
All right. Sounds good. And the number they should call?
Is 262-338-8256.
And now, since you're not working in the office, people should just leave a message, and somebody will get back to them as soon as possible.
Actually, most often, if it's business hours, so our business hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Becky is answering the phones.
Oh, okay.
One of the things the Volunteer Center had in place is a remote phone system. So we are able to still answer our phone even though we're working safe at home.
Oh, great. That's a big advantage.
It is, yes.
All right. Well, hey, Michelle, take care. Stay safe. And again, let's send them to the, give them the website one more time.
Yeah, the website is volunteernow.net. And you're going to find a lot of information there being updated all the time. And I really appreciate Rick having the time to tell people about that.
All right, great. Thanks, Michelle. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Volunteernow.net is the webpage.